Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody. This is David Fournier from the 19-Fold Disc Golf Podcast. Thanks for joining us either live or on archive special show tonight. I'll get into that in just a couple minutes. Once again, I want to thank discstore.com. That's discstore.com for hanging out with us and helping support the show. Got a really special guest on. If I can get Eddie on one more time, he will tie the two folks that have been on it the most, which would be Scott Stokely, who's been four times, and Nova Polite from Team MVP. She's been on four times as well, so we're getting close to getting him into the record stuff. Hey, so a couple of weeks ago, I had the chance to go play a newer course here in Colorado, Rhyolite Disc Golf Course. This is in Castle Rock, Colorado, and I loved it. Got to play in the Sean Dawson Memorial. That's a whole other story, by the way. I was so honored just to get to play in that. Having heard all the things I've heard about Sean, I had a chance to play in some of the early events with it. And just getting to meet the people that are out there. These, by the way, are some of the coolest people you'll ever play disc golf with, are the people that show up at Sean Dawson. I had a chance to go out there, played real well, got a chance to play and win. And then Eddie Wooters, I'm going to have him on here in just a minute. Eddie introduced me to the idea. By the way, this is not the first year he's done it. He's been running toy drives for quite some time. And what can I do to help? I was like, what do I do? So tonight's show is just going to be Eddie talking about what the toy drive is about, how you can get involved. Here's the great news. You don't even have to play disc golf. We can still use your help. You cannot like disc golfers and still help. It doesn't get any better than that. So joining me live from his home here in the great state of Colorado is one of the best dudes you'll ever meet in the disc golf world. He's been a friend of mine for a long time. He's always been supportive, just a great guy to be around, and always out there just doing some amazing things in the disc golf community. We want to welcome Eddie Wooters. Eddie, thank you so much for coming back on the show again. It's just great to have you.
Awesome. Dave, thank you for having me, man. This is awesome.
And we've got a lot to cover, so I'm going to turn it over to you in just a minute. But we're talking today about toy drive and about giving. And, Eddie, before you get started, I want to read I have this quote that I carry around in my wallet. A minister friend of mine told me this 25 years ago. And he said this. He said, a hand that helps is more sacred than a mouth that prays. And I've always taken those words to heart. And we're going to talk tonight about some opportunity that you have that isn't just about praying for something, but actually getting into it. So let's talk toy drive. Let's talk the fourth. Let's talk the 18th. Let's talk a little bit about the inspiration behind what's going on. And again, like I said, Eddie, thank you so much for making the disc golf community a fun place to be and also doing some meaningful things with your talent, skills, and ability.
Dave, again, thank you for having me on the show, man. I really appreciate it. So the toy drive is something that is very, very close to my heart. It's something I've done for 8 years now. We've helped, I can't even tell you how many families. We've reached, this program has reached people not only in the state of Colorado, but we've reached as far as the state of Oklahoma, helping out families that need help. This is probably my, I can't say it's my favorite because I'm definitely, I love the Sean Dawson, but it's a great event that we do every year. It helps so many families. We get help from, like you said, not just disc golfers. We get help outside of the disc golf community, and we are able to reach so many people. Last year alone, we had over 2,000 toys donated to the drive and just about $2,000 cash, which we used to buy Christmas trees, Christmas dinner, stockings, Christmas trees, decorations. Some of these families that we're reaching, Dave, they don't have anything. They have nothing. And just to be able to help them, help the kids, it's all about the kids for us, and taking a little bit of pressure off of the parents. You know, this is one of the most stressful times of the year, not to kind of turn it dark or twisted, but there are more suicides at this time of year than there are any other time of year, and it's because of the stress of the holidays. If we can take just a little bit of stress off of somebody, that's what we're here for. And we get so much help from people outside the disc golf community, inside the disc golf community. It's just amazing.
And I was just noticing, and guys, I want you to listen to what he just said. You know, 2,000, think about that. You think about the money, you think about the presents, but really what you're thinking about is is a group of people who have no idea who we are, no idea what we're about, and all of a sudden this group of guys come in, you know, every race, creed, color imaginable, everybody who plays disc golf, and just simply says, hey, man, we just love you. We love you right where you're at. We want to do something kind for you and your family. And what you said a minute ago is so true, Eddie, because I know it for a fact. It's like there's such an incredible amount of stress that people put on themselves during the holidays, but there's also people who are stressed because they can't provide. And, man, that's the people you just want to get in there and help the best you can.
Absolutely. You know, not just, imagine not being able to even put up a Christmas tree. That thought alone, you know, any child waking up on Christmas not having something under the tree from Santa Claus, whether you believe in, you know, the true meaning of Christmas or the meaning of just, you know, giving presents and having presents, the true meaning of Christmas, you know, I think it's been lost over the last several years. And it's something that Throw Colorado, and I'm absolutely blessed to have my wife now, Kimberly. She is a huge, huge part of Throw Colorado and the organization part behind the scenes that I'm just not that good at. but she's a huge part. She's intricate to what we're doing right now. And, you know, you just have to think about, this is the time of year to not think about yourself. This is Christmas. This is the time of giving. It's a time of love. You know, depending on your religion or what you believe in, you can put that aside if you want to, but the true meaning of Christmas is really just giving and being a good person. And I'll tell you what, David, the disc golf community has never let us down. Dan Hart and his wife, Michelle, have opened their course to us for the past, I can't even tell you how many years we've been there now. We used to do it at Phantom Falls, but Phantom Falls is no longer there. So Dan and Michelle stepped in. We've done it there, I think, the last 3 years now, and this will be the fourth. It's always something fun. Last year we did a fish fry for the for the toy drive in the middle of December. It was snowing a little bit. It was awesome. Dan and Michelle Hart have an amazing course. It was great, man. It was so fun. Dan and Michelle, they have a great course. For those of you who don't know who Dan and Michelle Hart are, those of you listening outside of Colorado, please go and support them. They have a wonderful course. It's my favorite course in Colorado called Bear Mountain. It's amazing. It's amazing that they opened this place up to us. And it's not, we don't just go up there and play a traditional round of disc golf. The Toy Drive disc golf event is something that, it's something that people look forward to every year. There's just something different on every hole. We throw pie pans. We sing Christmas carols. People dress like Santa Claus and elves. And for every toy you bring up to this event, Dave, you get a stroke off your total score. I can't tell you how amazing this event is. We have people that come up, just for instance, I'm going to throw a couple of names out. Greg Fournier, Temp Krieger from the Springs, one of my favorite dudes. I love you, Temp. There was a year that Temp Krieger bought 150 toys and showed up at the disc golf, the toy drive, the event. And so he started out 150 strokes under par. It's amazing. It's fun. It's absolutely a riot to see these guys show up fully dressed as Santa Claus outfits. One year, I think we had 7 Santa Clauses running around Bear Mountain with bells and singing Christmas carols. I think Dan and Michelle do this because they just love to see they love to see the Christmas spirit just running across the mountain at their property. It's so fun.
Now, there's kind of two events going on here. Two events happening. We got one coming up on Sunday, which is kind of like almost like a little warm-up precursor. By the way, if you've never played Rhyolite and you've never been there before, this is a great way to help out a lot of families and come see, in my mind, what is already a tremendous course, and there's more plans to do more things with it. I just think this is an excellent piece of disc golf. Of the layout, I've talked to you before, Eddie, the amazing job that you guys did putting this course together with the land that you had. It's one of the most well-thought-through courses I've been on in my life. The baskets didn't fall out of the sky. Somebody put them where they were. So we got an event coming up on the 4th. The main event is the one on the 18th, and there's lots of ways for you guys to help. We'll talk about that in just a couple of minutes, including we could just simply give you a PayPal address, and you could donate directly to the PayPal address and just stay in the warmth of your own home. But let's talk a little bit about the 4th, this coming Sunday at Rhyolite.
All right, David. Listen, man, I really appreciate that coming from you, talking about how Rhyolite was planned out. That means a lot. I know you've played a lot of courses. David, if you sit back and think for a minute what that course kind of looked like and how it played, it's going to take you back to early, early Fly Green days when we had Jellystone Disc Golf Course. For those of you that don't know, in Colorado, we had this amazing course on a piece of property that was at like a campground. It was called Jellystone Campground. Mike Dunn and the crew from Fly Green Disc Golf back in the day put in an amazing course. It was my favorite course. It's what really, really got me into disc golf was Friday night tags at Jellystone. So much camaraderie, so much love, so many friends that were made there. Some of my best friends that I have today, I met them at Jellystone. And so when Kimberly and I, again, I have to give my wife Kim at more than 50% credit. she's a master on a computer. She's an architect, so she knows how to get plans and be able to view property from perspectives that other people can't. And when we walked onto this property, I immediately saw Jellystone, and that's kind of where we got the layout for Rhyolite, was just kind of basing it off of that. And you're right, David, we have so many things coming to the course, over 30 mature trees getting planted, irrigation, flowers, benches, trash cans, all a bunch of stuff. So on the 4th at Rhyolite, we kind of combined the two tournaments. I sit on the senior PDGA committee for the PDGA. So I run every year. I'm a regional director for the Masters for the Rocky Mountain area, and we run the Rocky Mountain Masters. This year I wanted to make the Rocky Mountain Masters less about the Masters, more about the toy drive. So this year we did a really low-cost entry fee. We actually even put in a division for people that weren't 40 years old. Hint, hint, because your boys love playing my event so much, but we've had some other people sign up. They do. So this year on the 4th at Rhyolite, it's on Disc Golf Scene. Even if you're not 40 years old, we put in a division called the Support Division. So you just come out. It's a trophy-only event, one round at Rhyolite. All the proceeds are going to the toy drive this year. Our last event that we had at Rhyolite, Dave mentioned it earlier, it was the Sean Dawson Memorial. After all the fees and cost and all the things were done, we raised about $1,900 for a bench for Sean Dawson, which Dave said that's a whole other show, another charity event we do. That's kind of our thing, David. With Throw Colorado, we've been through many phases of life. We went from, you know, a small club to a club of 500 to a storefront, and then we had a screen printing, and we were running one event every month, two events a month. We moved up to one event every weekend, and we were just kind of making this big movement in Colorado, and things just went really fast, and I stopped, and I took a deep breath. And the whole point of Throw Colorado at this point is we're not going to actually be running any events. We're not going to lead or run an event unless that event benefits someone else. We are only doing charity and fundraising events. Sean Dawson Memorial fundraiser. The Masters is a fundraiser for the toy drive. Last year's Masters was a fundraiser for a friend of ours in California whose house burnt down in the wildfires. So our goal at Throw Colorado is we want to be the biggest charity disc golf organization in the state of Colorado. And then eventually we'll move on. And well, I mean, we got to follow the Paul Macbeth Foundation, but we want to be, I want to say the biggest in the world, but I mean, Paul's done a pretty good job of that already.
And for those of you that are thinking about it, coming out on Sunday to play Rhyolite, you're going to see one thing I was just stunned me, Eddie. I think I got it right, but when you get to the tee pad at number 4, and you're looking at this just amazingly laid out downhill shot, forget that for a minute, the shot's amazing. You look straight ahead, and you're looking at Castle Rock, that Castle Rock thing, and that's the clearest view I've ever seen of it in my life. If you turn just a little bit to your left, you can see the Rocky Mountain Front Range. And if you turn around and look behind you, you can see Pike's Peak. That is one of the most incredible scenery shots I've seen at a disc golf course in a long time. That's just an amazing place. And I think you were telling me the other day that's where you guys are, what we were talking about, the bench dropping in for Sean Dawson.
It's funny that you bring that up, because I think hole number four was literally the hole that defined the entire course, David, and you're right. So if you stand on the tee pad of number four at Rhyolite, for those of you that haven't played or those that have, and the next time you're there, stand on the tee pad and look directly west. Like David said, if you look to your right, you will see one of the most amazing views you've ever seen at Castle Rock. If you look directly to the south, you're going to see a great view of Pikes Peak. But then if you look west, you'll see Mount Evans, and you can see one of the best views of Long's Peak that you can see unless you're standing on top of it. One of the best places I've ever stood. And when I stood there, I knew that that's where Sean, he wanted to be there with us. And that is where the bench is going. We're going to go through the city of Castle Rock's custom bench foundation that they have through the city to get that bench put in. And that'll be put in, I would say, early spring of next year.
So we got the opportunity. So, folks, we're reviewing. We got the opportunity. If you're looking for a low-level, easy entry, and by the way, it's a super affordable entry fee coming up on the 4th. And the support division, I know that may sound goofy, but how it turned out was I was basically giving Eddie a hard time because my boys, I got to be tight. Eddie's known my boys since they were 11 and 9. They're now 19 and 16. And they just think he's the coolest cat ever. So a few weeks ago when I said, well, Eddie's still in the tournament, they're like, oh, I remember that guy. And they came out and they tower over Eddie and I both now. Tower over us. But I got to tell you, man, the guys at that tournament treated those two young men so well that when we were driving home that afternoon, they said, man, Dad, this is just a great group of people that you know. I said, yeah, I'm proud of them. I'm proud of all of them. Every kind of person you could imagine, they wound up on different cards. They got to meet different people. And that's the great thing about the community. So you guys that are listening to the show, you have an opportunity to come out and meet this great group of guys, play a course you may or may not have ever seen before. It is worth playing. The weather looks like it's going to be pretty decent on Sunday as well, which that's fantastic. But the main thing, again, is just getting an opportunity to do some wonderful things for some needy kids and their families. I mean, if you can do that for somebody, man, we're just going the right direction with the whole thing. And I'm excited to be part of it. That's why I'm coming back out again.
Dave, dude, I totally appreciate that. We've had so many people, like, reach out to us, not only just for the Masters event, but the toy drive itself. There's several ways, even if you're not a disc golfer, and I believe that there's people that listen to your podcast just because you're a great guy doing podcasts, man. You're doing a good thing. I think we have people out there that don't play disc golf. And for those people that don't play disc golf, it's not just about our community. For example, if you're in Vermont right now listening to this podcast and you got a little bit of money to donate, but you can't just send it here or you can't ship a present here, I guarantee that there is an outreach program somewhere in your area that could use your help. It's not just about what Throw Colorado does. However, with that being said, if you want to help out Throw Colorado, you can Venmo us. It's at Throw Colorado, same way with PayPal, at Throw Colorado. We would love your support. But if you can't make that support in our community and you're out there somewhere, support your community. Okay, because it's not just about this. There are children all over this nation, this world, everywhere that need help. And, you know, we can't do it alone. We can't. 2,000 toys doesn't even touch what needs to be brought in for a worldwide or a countrywide or even a statewide thing. We're making a small dent in a big problem. And we're not going to quit. We're going to keep going every single year. And, you know, even when we get 10,000 toys and $10,000, we're still not making a huge difference. We're just making a small one. So it takes every single person out there that's listening to this podcast, you know, skip the Starbucks for 5 days. And that's like, I don't know, 10, 15 bucks that you could send to somebody, however much it costs for a coffee. It doesn't take a lot to change a kid's life. And that's where we're starting right now.
And, you know, one of the most meaningful things that come out of all this is that you talk about giving somebody some hope. When somebody sees that somebody they don't know, that has no idea where they live, never met them before, says, you know what, I see you. I got to think, I've always said before, the three most significant words in the English language is not I love you, it's I see you. Because so many people are going through challenges and they don't think anybody notices. And when somebody pulls up alongside them and says, hey, man, we just want to help you out. There's no strings attached. Here's something for you to do. Here's a gift for you. And by the way, for those of you also that are thinking about giving, man, giving is a fantastic thing. It is such a fantastic thing. I'm fortunate, Guy Eddie. I got to be honest with you. I'm blessed. I have a great family. I've got some great kids. I got a job that's, you know, hung in this thing for, you know, 8+ years. And we have, you know, some days I don't want to get out of bed, not most of the time. But I really feel like part of that blessing that I've got is honoring it by giving back and just doing something with it. You told me before how much this means to you. Give listeners like a minute, like, you know, at some point you just said, man, I got to do something. Tell us a little bit about that.
Dave, I didn't grow up rich and you know, I wasn't even middle income. I would consider growing up, we were a poor family. My dad worked at a fish market along the Mississippi River. I can remember in 1985, my dad made $3 an hour and he worked 100 hours a week. That was $300 a week. My dad didn't have money. My mom wasn't in the picture. I didn't have a lot of family. You know, it was rough growing up. Not as rough as some of these other people have it growing up. But one thing that I learned from my father was respect, morals, and do a good job and work hard. And my dad, no matter how poor we were, working for $3 an hour, and I'm not kidding you, anybody that is listening to this right now, I swear to God, my dad made $3 an hour working at a fish market. But every single Christmas, my dad made sure that I had Christmas presents under the tree. He made sure on Christmas Eve there were Christmas movies on the TV. We had a Christmas tree and the love, the word of God was spread and talked about Jesus. And again, I don't want to make it religious, but my Christmases were very, very special. And I know that there were families out there that didn't have that. And I might not have gotten like the baddest BMX freestyle bike that was for sale that year, but my dad made sure I had a bike because all my other friends got one. Christmas is very special to me. I don't want any kid ever to go out and think that Santa Claus isn't real. Young children, they need to know. They need to believe in the spirit of giving and love. It's huge. Don't get me crying, Dave, damn it.
Well, I mean, you've had a pretty impactful month. I mean, I was there when you were talking about Sean Dawson. You got choked up. I've seen you get choked up about the Christmas drive. I mean, it has an impact. It's fun for me to be involved with somebody that I believe it matters to them. It makes it more fun for me. And that's why it's so much fun to kind of be involved in it. I want to take a few minutes now. We got a few minutes left. Let's recap. So we've got the event coming up on the 4th. That is Sunday, the 4th. It is coming up. How long will the registration be open on Disc Golf Scene? And I know you're also taking same day as well.
Yeah, it's just going to be open, Dave. You know, it is a week away, so I did have to send out to my trophy guy, which I got a shout out to John Letzo from iFling Plastic. He's been with me in my corner since 2015, believed in Throw Colorado, believes in the movement. John's always helped us out. Those trophies had to get made today. So I sent him the final thing. If you join a division that doesn't have anyone, you might not get a trophy, but you are welcome to sign up and walk up day of. The 18th is the big one. That is on the 18th at Bear, like I said, Bear Mountain. Dan and Michelle, thank you again. You're still welcome to sign up for that one. That's not a big competitive event. That one is about bringing and just having fun. You bring toys, you dress like Santa, you come eat food, maybe you get you a silly trophy, but at the end of the day, everybody walks away knowing that we helped a bunch of families.
And also, if you are a non-disc player and you say, man, I don't know what you guys are talking about, I just want to help out, okay, well, we love you for that. Eddie, tell them how to get a hold of you via PayPal, where they can just make a straight cash donation and just say, hey, man, go for it. Take this and let's work with it. How would somebody get that done?
Pal, and go to @ThrowColorado. You'll find us. Kimberly takes care of all of that. That's another reason I love her. She's in charge of like all anything that's a computer, financial, overhead views, designing courses, anything that has to do with that stuff that, you know, us old farts don't want to do on a computer. My lady does that. She's a really good, she's my financial advisor. So she knows where everything's going. You can pay there, Venmo, we have Cash App. And honestly, if anybody has pen and paper and they're listening or you want to rewind this, you can call me directly at 405-420-1697. That's my direct cell phone number. If you guys want to help out or if you want to know how to start something like this in your own community, disc golf folks, tournament directors, tag league members, if you guys want to know how to get something started like this in your community, I would be happy to give anybody the direction on how to do this. It's simple. All you have to do is, you know, just start caring about someone else, and that's it. If you know someone, this is the biggest part. Kimberly just reminded me of this. If you're listening to the show, if you're in Colorado or if you're in California or the Florida Keys or Upper New York, I don't care where you're at, I know this show reaches a lot of people. If you know someone or if you yourself is in need of Christmas, and I'm talking Christmas gifts for your kids, a Christmas tree, stockings, decorations, Christmas dinner, tell me what you need, and Throw Colorado will help you out. That's a guaranteed fact. Let me know what you need, and we will help you. Find us at Throw Colorado on Facebook. Reach out to David Fournier. He'll give you my number. He'll give you my contacts, my email. Everything's there. We are here to help people have a great holiday season.
And you guys all know how to get a hold of me. You can also go on Facebook to the 19th Hole Disc Golf Podcast. You can find us on Facebook. You can find Throw Colorado on Facebook. Whatever you need so we can get the information out to you. Woody, once again, man, thanks for hanging out with me. I'm looking forward. I will be there on Sunday with the two scrappy young men and about three other people on Dragon out there to come out and give some support. We're going to see if we can fill that supported division up too while we're at it and just have some fun. But man, the whole thing is just getting a chance to do something really great for some people that are in need and just know that we're out there using our best of our talents and our skills and abilities to just be a blessing to other people. Man, that's a great thing, and I just really appreciate the opportunity to tag along with it.
Absolutely. David, one more time, if we can, anybody that's in Colorado that just can't play the event, I do work at Fly Green Disc Golf, one of the largest stores in the country. If anybody wants to support the cause but they can't be there, come by Fly Green, drop off a toy, monetary donation, gift cards. Gift cards are so appreciated because we have teenagers. You know how hard it is, David. I guarantee you know how hard it is to buy Christmas for 14, 15-year-olds. You just can't do it. Gift cards are awesome. Let them do their thing. You guys come into Fly Green. Say hi to Mike Dunn, drop off a donation, and you'll get 10%, I believe it is. I have to look tomorrow, but there is a percentage off. You guys come in, drop in toys or gift cards, and you'll get a discount at Fly Green.
So, man, you got all kinds of ways. Come out and play some disc golf on the 4th. Come play some disc golf on the 18th. You know what? That just annoys me. That's great. Go to Fly Green, drop off a donation. Reach out to us on Facebook. You got Eddie's phone number. You have my email. You have the show address. You got the Facebook stuff. You can get a hold of us, and we will take what you give us, and we will put it in the best possible hands to get some people taken care of. So once again, Eddie, thank
Absolutely.
You. Man. It's just good to hang out with you.
Hey, David, if anybody wants to sign up for the 4th, you can go to discgolfscene.com. Look up the 3rd annual Rocky Mountain Masters. We're right there. It's $25 to play this weekend. If you can't make it, look for the 18th of December. We have the disc golf scene again. It's for the toy drive, and I believe, 8th annual toy drive at Bear Mountain. Get signed up on disc golf scene. If you can't help here, go help there. Wherever you're from, I guarantee you there is a child, a family, in need of help, and you are the person. Whether you give $5, $10, $100, go help someone, because there is no better feeling. There is no drug on this planet that that feels as good as given to someone that needs it.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to my friend Eddie Wooters, Throw Colorado, the Toy Drive events coming up on the 4th, the major one on the 18th. Lots of ways to get involved and help out. Tomorrow morning, I'll be posting the archive of this episode. It'll be available. You can go back in and listen to it again. Share this on every social media site you have. Thank you again, Eddie, for hanging out with us. My name is David Fournier here from the 19th Hole Disc Golf Podcast. Thanks for joining us live or on archive. Look forward to seeing you the next time out.